Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another terrific Tuesday. I hope you enjoyed the lovely day yesterday and spent time working, relaxing, and enjoying your daily exercise. We had many pictures of different types of nature that you saw on your walks and cycles. There were ducks and ducklings. The ducklings had lost all of their down and were looking more sleek. There were pictures of ladybirds and spiders, and some photos of plants and flowers and trees. It was wonderful to see that you had spent some time away from your screen investigating green spaces. From screen to green is a great way to describe the balance you need to get when you're learning remotely. While we're communicating via Teams, and some of your work involves being on a screen to look at tasks, it's also incredibly important to spend some time away from your screen. We've already talked about this before, having to rest from your screen for at least 10 minutes every hour, and also about getting up and moving around during those times. We've spoken about how your eyes need a rest from screens, as we tend to blink less when we're looking at them. And that's any screen, televisions, game consoles, as well as computers, tablets and phones. We also tend to hunch over and not sit up very straight, with our head drooping forwards to look down at screens. So these rest times are really important. You can go and get some exercise, you could do yoga, you could do chores around the house or mindfulness, or you could get outside and have a look for nature in your garden or on your walk. Try today to go out of your door and spot the thing that's furthest away from your house. You might have to do this in different times of the day if it's hazy, and you might have to look out from different corners of your house to see where your furthest view is. See what you can identify. Is it the tower of the old Kilmarnock Academy? Or is it Lonehead Primary or another school? Can you see shops or a park? Whatever you can see, try to draw it and give it a title. You will need to look at the scene very carefully to make sure that you get in as much detail as you can in your picture. Remember, when we're doing pictures of landscapes that we are sitting in, we have to look up and look down and look up and look down so that we get it right. If anyone does this, we can get a giant display of views of Kilmarnock for putting up when we return to the school building. You can photograph your picture and post it into the art channel that will be in the Celebrate team. Primary one joke. What kind of tree fits into your hand? A palm tree. Well, I hope you have another terrific Tuesday, and make sure that you go from screen to green at certain points in the day today. Have a lovely day, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye.